I thought we've had a great OTA session. Really appreciate how they practice. I'm excited now. I told them that. I said, I think, you know, you do it with humility. You talk about, we still have a long ways to go, but their mentality, their attitude, how we practice day after day, the position groups, the players, the coaches. There's a lot of things to be excited about. And now we go into mini camp. And it's to carry that momentum into that. So I think we keep challenging our guys that way. Hey, feed them a little sugar, tell them how they're doing, see how they respond, and then go about our next day's work when we get to minicamp.
What are you hoping to get out of next week, and how does the intensity?
Well, you're going to see, it's going to be very similar as far as the schedule, but I think the reps will be spread out more. Give us another chance to look at all three position groups, first, second, and third. So I think that'll be the difference, but still situations that are involved. And now all the installs in, you know, so we can pick from a variety of plays, variety of defenses, and special teams units. But very similar format with the addition of maybe a few extra walkthroughs.
House was out today, but how do you feel like he's
He should be back. Yeah, he's doing good. In conversation with him and stuff, that was our decision to hold him out today. And a couple other guys gaining the next couple of days to have him for ready for minicamp.
But just how do you think he's doing
He's doing good. You know, a lot of the same techniques that he used in Green Bay, the read techniques, they played some different coverages, but those principles were still in place. Maybe a few different coaching techniques and how we do things and how we play different formations. I think he's picking up pretty good. So it was nice to have him out there the whole time.
What's the next step for him?
Well, I think for us to see him with pads on, you know, and competing for the ball and the ability to make plays when he's defending. I think that's really with all the corners. You know, I think we've seen our corners, they do a good job with the techniques. They do a good job in coverage principles. And now the finish part is what we're looking for. And he's no different.
I was mentioning a guy, Josh Wells, his versatility, guys moving him around a little bit. Have you just noticed how much stronger he is this year? He looks like he's bigger. Do you like kind of where he's
at? Yeah, I think our offensive line as a group has gotten stronger through the offseason. That was one of the things we asked of him. I think you remember last year we were more zone principal, and what we asked him to be, a little bit more gap scheme now. So it requires that we can have more size. I think that will help in a variety. It will help in pass protection. It will help in field goal and extra points, believe it or not, because we've got more size. And Josh is one of those guys, his versatility. When Doug came in, Luke and I talked about, we really weren't going to give any information on the guys other than what we saw on tape. So guys could come up with their own, their own judgments off of players and how they play. And he watched practice tape, and we were excited about Josh Wells because of that versatility. So it's not surprising, especially guys like him and Shatley, I think, are two guys that have shown some things.
About Blake's improvement in his mechanics, what are you seeing in terms of his decision-making? Is that as consistent as you would like it?
Yeah, I think he's playing with more confidence. I always thought he was confident, but I think the team senses he's playing with more confidence. And by that, I think he's got more confidence in his mechanics, and he'll take the chances. But I think when he takes chances or takes risks, it's hard to say. He feels more confident in doing that, and I think the team senses it. So he's not where he wants to be, though. I think that consistency part of it for him is still coming. But I know as a coaching staff and as the players around him, they feel a big difference.
Learned anything about these guys after a few weeks, or is it too early? He's still waiting.
Well, it's what I'd hoped to see. The competitiveness. Looking forward to getting everybody back completely healthy to where we can see, guys like Julius and everybody, House. Get all these guys on the field where we can compete and get the pads on. It's a couple, 4 or 6 weeks away. So we just wait until that. But I like what we've done so far.
In this setting, how can you tell whether your offensive line makes progress?
It's difficult. It's difficult because there's really no run game. It's hard to have a run game in this with no pads. So that part of it. The mentality doesn't show up because you're not running the ball. But the pass protection, I think they're how they're protecting, they're communicating up front, their base. I think all that area, though, there's been really good improvement.
Do they see like they're knowing their assignments?
Yes. We have very few mental errors, which is surprising with a whole new offense being installed.
Can you move Scooter around in all the linebacker spots if you want to?
Scooter,
can you move him around?
I don't know. I think if you saw Scooter, it would be Otto and then maybe some Leo.
Did you like the versatility of Scooter? versatility? Is that one of the things
yes.
that he could do?
Well, one of the things we liked about him was he played on the line of scrimmage, setting the edge, playing on the line of scrimmage, had no issue. Rushing the passer, did a nice job. I think he had five sacks, something like that. So that was good. The issue we had was behind the ball. That's where we went back a couple years ago and saw it. So for him to have the versatility of playing all three linebacker spots is probably pretty challenging because, you know, the last time he played behind the ball was 2 years ago. So he's just getting accustomed to that. The number of times we're going to ask him to do that, I thought he's picked it up pretty well, but probably not a guy that's going to be the swing guy. You know what? He's doing good there. I would say that it'd be a higher possibility that we hold him out.
One or two guys that had a strong last week finish here to OTAs. Just one or two guys that.
Allen Robinson. I think Allen Robinson has really showed up in OTAs. You know, the practices that he's been in. You know, he's one guy. I think Gratz has done a nice job. You know, the times they've come after him, I like how he's competing. You know, and then there's Sip and Puz, and those guys all done good. I think our linebacking group, Telvin Smith, man, he is I just see him having – he's a guy that, like Blake, he's got confidence, but he is even more confident than he was last year. So I like the progress of a lot of those guys, but I'd say Allen Robinson has really stood out.
If Clemens shows up next week, what do you want to see from him on the field?
First, see him. That would be the second thing. No, I think for him to get out here to see it, you know, how he is and the shape that he's in. And, you know, obviously we're not going to come out here and get 10 reps and try to get caught up and everything. But to see him out here and compete, be around his teammates and see where he's at, I think it'll be good.
Is he required to be here Monday?
Yeah.
Monday. I was just going to ask about.
I know Monty Kiffin's been out here before.
Yeah.
Does he have any role, or is he just out here for the fun of it?
Yeah, you know what? I can understand the questions about that. He is just, you know, to me, I think I've always had an objective to try to help former players if given the opportunity. And then second of all, coaches that have maybe given so much to the league, and if you have an opportunity to give back to them to try to do that. And that's where Kiff falls in. We don't have a position open for him, you know, but just to have him around our guys in an OTA setting, he meets with our younger coaches, they, you know, get everything they can out of him, he watches practice tape, you know, and he's around. And I told him, I said, you know, anytime during OTAs, you can come up, you're more than welcome, be around, and we'll put you in gear and let you walk around, but, you know, no commitment on our end, but I think it's always good. I think more or less the guy can still coach, and to give him an opportunity to be around the game, I think is awesome.